building.
Say papa.
Slap it.
I'm winning.
All right, everybody.
Want to say hi?
We've got Levi doing video tonight. Thank you, Levi. Brendan is, what's Brendan doing?
Cooper.
It's the holidays.
His job.
He's visiting his brother.
He's visiting. Really?
Yeah.
Who visits their brother?
Not me. I don't.
Clap.
So that's
clap.
Cooper. Everyone give it up for Cooper.
What do you usually call him? Forget.
Cooper.
Or was it?
Cooper.
But we call, there's another name too.
Parker. Not,
it's like legit. It's like.
Oh, Jit. Lil Jit.
Lil Jit.
Oh, Lil Jit. We forget our nicknames.
Oh, Lil Jit is gone. See his brother. He got to see his brother.
His brother.
We got our friend Christian Woodson here.
Hi, Christian Woodson. Christian.
Rocking the stash, dude.
And
in
the beard.
Light, it looks
I
so
like
much
the beard
better.
Too.
Thank you, Davey.
He's got a good mustache.
We met. Okay, how old were you when we met you? You lived behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And
nine?
In the neighborhood that. What was the name of the movie? The lady, the murder mystery?
Oh, The Thing About Pam.
The Thing About Pam. Thing. That happened in our neighborhood.
Yes.
Crazy.
Christian
with those
knows,
people lived right behind us.
Crazy. I still haven't seen it.
You have not
I just told him about when we were hiking.
Give me a little recap.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to. Because Renee Zellweger's in it.
And
it's pretty wonderful.
I was
wonderful.
About nine.
You were 9 years old.
Yep.
And what did you do? You came up to the kids. The kids were playing kickball or something in the backyard.
Yeah, playing kickball with this rainbow colored ball. I remember it specifically and asked to play, and you guys let me
didn't
in.
You, did, just, you, did you actually say, can I be your friend?
Yes. Yeah. Can I be you guys' friend?
I love that.
Play? I scoped you guys out.
Thank
a couple
you.
Days before.
That's a good idea, especially when you're
mom,
nine.
These guys seem kind of cool. You know?
Yeah.
I think they're going to be okay, Mom.
Kind of cool.
They're pretty
didn't you say Spencer
folk.
Shrugged you off or something when you asked?
I was just messing around, yeah. But, no, you guys
story.
Were very welcoming, of
oh,
course.
Good.
It was awesome. Played some good kickball.
And really good athlete.
Yes.
I was struck by your prowess.
Played baseball.
Your skill.
In college.
Because, you know, Luke, you and Luke are kind of similar.
Yeah.
And then that you generate power.
Mm-hmm.
Power generators.
I mean, Luke, the guy, he swings a golf club like a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying
he
to be like
it,
him.
He
yeah.
swings it yeah. well.
I think me and Luke just know how to use the ground.
That's right.
That okay, that's what they say. They say a lot of times using the ground for power yeah. In many sports movements.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it, but
it I mean, coming
good.
From someone that is... A freak athlete.
Well, come on. Guys, those days are long gone. I was playing downstairs with Holland today, and just even, you know, I'm on my knees and throwing the big exercise ball.
Yeah.
And the new game is we set these huge pillows we got from Costco at the end, and then Holland runs after he runs towards the pillows, and right before he gets the pillows, I just hurl the exercise ball at his back.
Yeah.
And it hits him, and he falls into the pillows.
Which he loves.
And he loves it. And we did it for about an hour. And, but even
Holland's
just.
Holland's got a good arm, or is it Zealand?
But just standing up, I just still feel that, you know, the little knee thing. Mm. Starting to get the knee thing.
What's.
Just kind
like
of the stiff knee. I never had a hurt knee. Didn't you hurt your, you had some.
I did. Yeah, it was a really, really cool story, actually, besides getting hurt.
That's wild that you tell this, yeah.
I just brought it up today. Yeah. So I, first time ever snowboarding was with Spencer, Olivia, and Levi. I believe Olivia was there, but...
Where was that?
It was at...
Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley.
Okay.
Yep, first time ever going. It was right in the winter time before my baseball
Hidden Valley,
season.
Some of that sweet Missouri skiing. You know, one of the sweet spots.
Beautiful.
It's fun to
homemade
learn.
Snow.
Beautiful hills.
Hill. Beautiful hill.
Beautiful hill. Sorry.
Just one hill.
It's
going
fun to
down.
Learn.
Yeah, I just didn't know what I was doing. Tweaked my knee really good to the point where I thought I tore it. I couldn't even walk. I remember going into the van that you guys had, big white van.
Yeah, yeah, the conversion van.
And I was just in so much pain. I couldn't move my knee. Barely. I couldn't extend my leg. And Olivia put her hand on me and we prayed. And she asked for God to, you know, heal me and felt something pop and felt good. And then, you know, I took an Epsom salt bath that night. Next morning, nothing.
Good to go.
No pain.
Yeah.
Fully extended my knee.
And
played baseball
that
season.
It was bad, yeah.
Oh, it was bad. Like, I couldn't move it. So, it was amazing. One of my favorite stories to tell.
That's a good story. Yeah.
Just God and you guys just talking about it.
Yeah.
Let's
get my knee back.
Let's ask.
Yeah, just and then you because how far did you play ball? You play baseball.
I played ball up until college. I was at, yeah, I was in college.
Because you played in
ball.
College, yeah.
Yep, played in college, but during my season, I went on a weekend trip to Colorado, separated my AC joint, and I was a pitcher.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, it was my throwing arm.
So that's were you skiing?
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
And I didn't even, it was a skier that caused it. We call them Jerry's.
Jerry's.
Yep. On the catwalk, cut me off, fell in front of me.
But the skiers have a name for the snowboarders that cool come people, piling down.
Skiing, yeah, I don't think that's the thing. It's like you'd be skiing down and learning. Just one little move and all of a sudden your legs falling off.
Legs falling off. I went shoulder first in the ice and it didn't feel good.
Right.
Yeah, was that the second time you went skiing, snowboarding? Or you had gone many times?
No, I've gone many times before.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say you're about 0-2.
Yeah.
Right. You think you'd learn your lesson.
I know.
Well, have you ever told your story here on the podcast about
I think so.
The woes of skiing and possibly not going and
well, I mean,
protecting yourself?
It always freaked me out because I was just good enough to get hurt. And I've done that a couple times where you go down the wrong hill and it's a black diamond or a double black or whatever. And you're like, so I just try to traverse through the woods back onto a blue or a green.
Yeah.
But yeah, it freaked me out. And like one wrong move. And because the thing about stand-up comedy is you have to be able to stand up. It's just not as good when they wheel you out into a full body cast.
Yeah.
Well, here's Tim.
Just, there you go.
So
roll him through out. A hole in my face.
And then we decided, did we already tell this story? Is that where you're?
Well, we went to Steamboat.
So we decided not to go skiing this one year after we'd gone like 3 or 4 years.
Well, no, we went and for 4 days and I was fine. And then I broke my foot at Disney like just a few months after that.
Well, because when I go to Disney instead, he was like, let's go to Disney instead this year, not go skiing. You know, so I have to worry about it. And he broke his ankle.
So when somebody tells me they went
doing
to Disney, I'm like,
doo-dah,
yeah,
on Main Street.
Yeah. So when somebody says they went to Disney, I'm like, are you okay? Is everything okay? You're all right?
Skiing.
Because, you know, every 10 feet they have the camera set up to take family photos from the
castle. Kingdom.
So in somebody's family photo, I'm just biting it.
Yeah.
On the curb.
It's pretty gray.
In Hoka shoes, which have like a 4-inch sole.
I mean, that was your problem.
That was.
You start right rocking there with those. You're on the ground quick.
Good. I know.
I don't have whatever bone in my body to go down the double black diamonds. Like, I don't have that urge, you know? Yeah. Like, some people are like, I'm going to go down 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm just like a slow cruiser down the mountains. I'm not trying to get
there
quick.
I've gone down a black a few times by accident.
Because it's so deceiving. It's because snow is so fluffy and powdery.
Nice.
And then, you know.
You can get away with a quick little fall, but no.
Nope.
Then you bite it.
Ground does not give.
Mm-mm. But yeah, Christian's visiting from Arizona.
Well, a little trivia here.
He's a TV star in Arizona.
And he was a TV star, sort of, on your homeschool video.
That's right.
And Bailey.
Talk about black eyes. We're talking about that earlier.
That's right.
You had, you're the one with the black eye in the homeschool video.
Yeah, let's pull up that video and watch it.
It's a great video.
It really is.
I show so many people, like, who are you? I'm like, you never seen me?
You never seen
me? I'm on
it's
this
got,
video.
How many views does it have?
Millions of views.
It does.
That's a million?
How do you
3.5 million views. That was
15
really?
Years
did you know
ago.
That
oh,
that's
one of the,
that's the video
there.
That kind of convinced me of, or kind of,
what's going on here?
As far as going viral.
Okay.
Because when we did that.
Look at the red shirt. There he is. Oh, sorry.
Robert Sharp, my
Josh
video guy, he just sent it to a couple friends of his.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day he was like, dude, just Google homeschool family video.
Yeah, we had no
like
idea.
A thousand
this is when it was
pages
new.
Of people
wow.
that had forwarded
YouTube
that.
Was new.
They, a lot of people could relate to it.
Yeah.
What in the world?
I hate that picture.
I don't know what happened to the...
well, it was just there.
I know.
And then it disappears. That's wild.
Oh, they're on.
Levi, how's it going so far? You good? Okay.
There's the red shirt.
The
look
red
at
shirt
those
in the
shorts
middle.
Are so long and cute. There's Bailey.
Yep.
Oh, the some cutest. Say we're goofy. And Sophie.
Here comes the conversion van.
And Janet.
That's our house right there.
Our old one, yeah.
The old conversion van.
We'd wrestle in that.
Oh, look at Levi.
We learn about creation and classic education. We're sponsoring a Haitian.
That's how they look like
family.
Oh.
Me.
Oh, he's so cute.
There's Caleb.
That's
like Brian Cranston.
Yeah, that was his chemo wig.
I know, that was on all there.
Those wings are incredible, by the way.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There he is. Oh, there he is.
So cute. She shorts him out. Libby's so cute. Never leave our dwelling. Our children are excelling. Oh, my goodness. They're champions at spelling. A homeschool family. That was fun.
Props whoever gave me the black eye. That was
who did that?
It was Spencer.
Wait, did
you look
really good?
So how did you do that with the black eye?
With the makeup, probably.
You punched me.
Just a mark, like a Sharpie marker.
Yeah, it was very good. It looked real.
Yep, it was awesome.
What's your company in Arizona called?
Oh yeah, do that.
Red Lion Solar.
Oh yeah, we got to show the Red Lion Solar commercial that you're in.
Yeah, he owns this company with two other guys.
Red Lion. There. Have you guys seen the video of the girl that's in the grocery store this week, and she's saying, "Oh, America is gone, and how bad we are." And she says they're selling lion meat, but it was said loin.
Oh right. Oh, she said lion meat. Did she really think it was? I didn't.
Oh,
see
I
that.
Did see that.
I did not see that. That's funny. Very
this
funny.
Is really good lion.
There was before that, Luke. There was it said commercials. Like on the line.
I don't know if you can find it online. I can send it to you real
quick. Oh, yeah. Send it up. Send it. If you're in Arizona, get some solar.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on. So from Red Loin.
You started this company and just this last year?
Yeah. Just this last. We started
how do you
in February.
Even do that?
How do you start a company?
Yeah, good. That's a
good
question.
A lot of groundwork.
You went door to door.
Yeah.
Went door to door for 8 years. Sales and had an opportunity to come up with a buddy of mine that had the capital and was willing to invest in
what's capital?
Capital.
I know.
It's like, really?
John Snow, capital.
Yeah.
Had some capital and, you know, he wanted to invest in me because he believed in me and my business partner, Derek. And
that's so nice. That's so awesome.
It was pretty incredible. So how it came to be is he's actually in the flipping homes out in Arizona, and they did the commercial thing and it was a hit, very successful, and they wanted to take that same marketing strategy in the solar, and we're the only solar company in Arizona, maybe even in the United States, that has a TV commercial. So
okay.
Oh,
that's
wow.
how it came to be, and it's been pretty awesome, but a lot of hard work to build that up.
Good so job. Do you have a fan base now? Do you have like
Yeah, commercial you know, fabrics. Going in the mall,
is
local
it hard?
Mall,
yeah.
Get hounded. I can't go out anymore.
Do you have your face on like a bench?
Yeah, go out anymore.
Like, you know, how they have like advertising benches?
Not yet.
No.
Haven't gotten to
bus, that. Bench, billboard. Yeah. Those are your next marketing steps. Yep.
I hear the paparazzi are pretty thick with you.
They're thick out there.
Solar guys.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a catchy phone number? Like call Christian, 444-444-444-444.
602-529-9000.
It rolls off the tongue.
Well, that's a good one.
9000 is a good one.
Do that. Sing that, guys. Ready? Go.
602-529-9000.
Oh, well, that's a start.
602-529-9000.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
9000.
You're welcome.
Call
602-529-9000.
So I found something this week, speaking of just like making songs for things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a version of the Bible on the YouVersion app that sings all the words to you.
Sings the Bible words?
Sings the words.
Okay.
I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
This is 2 Thessalonians
wait. 1. Oh, this is the Bible. Okay. No, that's probably going to be bad.
It's amazing.
I wish it would be good, though.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy.
What?
To the church of
Did
the
you say Silas wrong?
In God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to you.
It's real.
And peace from God our Father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Why
good.
Not? Why that, not?
That's...
What
well,
version,
that's something.
What version of the Bible do you listen to? I listen to Tony T.
Tony T.
John, chapter 3.
P- Paul.
This is John 3.
Oh, this is John 3. Okay.
Yeah, just a familiar one.
The piano.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews.
And it actually kind of sounds good, this one.
Ruler of the Jews.
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him,
it is easier, isn't it?
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these signs.
Signs. That you do.
I'm not gonna lie, I like that one. I didn't like the first one. I like that one though.
I want to hear some stuff from the Old Testament. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk.
What? Oh wait. While you're finding the next one.
If a child disobeys his mother, he should be stoned. Throw a stone at the boy till he's dead. Throw a stone at the boy till he's dead. Play Bathsheba and David. He saw.
They only got the New Testament.
He saw it bathing on the roof.
Now we
scrubby dubby down, scrubby dubby down.
God.
He says, I need that woman in my life, but she's married, so I'll send her husband to war to die, and then I'll marry her. She's in the bathtub right now. Ooh.
Okay, so this. We always go, okay, and then when he does it online, it's hilarious. But
those video, like those musical, like plays that R. Kelly used to do?
Oh, gosh.
What?
Yeah, R. Kelly used to do these kind of drama kind of songs about.
He's such a drama.
There were stories. And yeah, that is very similar.
Now, we watched a movie this week, and we were watching like the classics that we just took a list of, so we just pull it out of a cup, and it happened one night with Clark Gable.
One night with Clark
Gable.
Remember,
they get picked up by a guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he was doing in that?
Oh yeah. Scene? What was he singing?
It's like what you're talking about, like everything that they said.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you would remember.
It was. I'm sorry. It was hilarious though.
It was hilarious because he was like, "I picked up two honeymooners," and he just sings like operatic while they're driving down the highway. Taking them somewhere now.
Old movies are great.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was called It Happened One Night with Clark Gable.
You don't think it's going to hold up, but it's actually funny.
It was really wonderful.
And that guy was really funny.
Highly recommend.
But you put in like the best classics or the best movies of all time, and yeah, it's pretty much going to be good.
Yeah, it was awesome. What do you got here?
Okay, this is in the exact same line. So just give it a listen.
Okay. Oh, stand therefore.
It's Ephesians 6.
With your loins girt about with truth.
What?
And
the Star Spangled Banner.
Having on the breastplate of righteousness.
No.
And
no.
Your feet.
What does Zealand say? No.
The preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Above, taking the shield wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Wow. All right.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is.
This is so cringe.
What? The word of God.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
See, now that's what would happen if I was in charge. I would do that.
What do you think?
And that'd be terrible.
What do you think, guys? What do you think?
I think it's terrible.
I think it's about time we.
At least there needs to be either good lyrics. Good music or good singing, and there's none there.
With the guy who was doing the one you played
lyrics.
First, there was no real.
Well, kind of.
I mean, it was just.
That, but.
It wasn't really a chorus, you know, or a melody kind of thing. It was just kind of riffing.
Well, it sounds like he listened to Hamilton once, and then he's like, I should do this for the Bible.
I'd
love to see the crowd reaction on that one.
They kind of are hooting.
Well, they have to
back.
Clap. They have to clap.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about singers.
They don't have to.
When you sing, like when you tell a joke, if they don't laugh, it's failed.
They put this is anti-American or blasphemy, both.
But they always clap at
Jesus
the end of a
song. Jesus wept, one says.
But they always clap at the end of a song. either they're happy it's over or they liked it.
That's a good point.
So
it's like, I'll pay you $10 to keep playing, or I'll pay you $10 to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So singing is a sham. Music is a sham.
But there you go. That is the Bible sung in many different versions.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel...
I like the second one only.
What's that? You like hers?
No. This of the three that we heard, I liked number two.
The one I did?
I'm sorry, not counting yours.
Oh, the John one?
John 3.
All right. I like...
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I liked. Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. I like this, though. I think it's about time we start changing the lyrics of this national anthem.
Paul, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go.
But a lot of stuff that we learned as kids, because they had a thing called Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the best, kids. Maybe the best thing ever. It was the best as far as talking about how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah.
And what conjunctions were and adverbs. And I remember all those songs.
Yeah.
And they were well done. Are you familiar with those, Christian?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. You used to sing it just to remember it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still have it in your head.
I still know how a bill becomes a law.
I don't hate the idea of singing.
No, that I love. Well, of course we love that. I don't hate the idea of singing the Bible. Yeah. But it should be good.
Yeah. When done well.
There's a reason. Like ABCs. You know, it's a song. So
helps you remember.
Who would you guys like to see singing the Bible?
That's a good idea.
Axl Rose.
Who would? I mean, it seems like I don't like Bob Dylan, but I mean, I don't hate him though either. But he might be a good one to sing the Bible.
Here, I'll do Bob Dylan doing.
This would be awesome.
Doing the.
Do you want some
Matthew
piano
chapter
music?
One.
You want some piano lessons? I mean, music.
Yeah. I'll do Bob Dylan.
I'd love to see Andrea
singing Matthew one.
Oh, yes.
Do what now?
What's his
name? Oh, Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli. That's what it is.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, the blind opera guy.
Yeah.
He's not opera, but he's
whatever.
What would you call it? It's not opera, but it's just classical.
Classic.
I thought that he does sing operatic.
Is this Bob Dylan? Okay, I'll do Bob Dylan, Matthew chapter 1, starting verse 6. David was the father of Solomon, by the wife of Uriah. Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph.
Wait, is this kind of genealogy all the way through?
Yeah.
Okay,
and Asaph the father of Joseph, and Joseph the father of Joram. Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of
Okay. Not bad, maybe if it wasn't that.
And he has... Wait, I'm just getting started.
No, yeah.
And he has the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos.
Luna's like, help me. Look at Luna. Luna was all snuggly on you now. She's like, help me.
And then Eddie Vedder. And he was the father of Josiah. Josiah, the brother of Jacob. And brothers in time of the temple of Babylon.
Wait, do Psalms 23 or something basic that
everybody knows. Do some Scott Stapp.
Scott, okay, I'll do Scott Stapp reading Psalm 23, singing Psalm 23.
Is the music?
Can you do
right
some
though?
Rock? Can
Is
you that, do like a
yeah,
rock?
Yeah, the piano
of
might
course
be
I can.
Too mellow.
Wait, maybe some Luke too. And it came to pass in, passing those days, that there went out a decree of Caesar Augustus that all the words should be taxed. And all went to be taxed. Everyone into his own city. Good. That's it.
It's really good.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I like that.
Wow.
I like that. Everybody in the 90s sang like that. Who started that? Who was like the... Was it...
Yeah, was it... Was it Dave Matthews?
David... No.
Pearl Jam?
It wasn't Dave Matthews? No.
Pearl Jam.
The Pearl Jam, sir? Yeah, I guess so.
It might have been him. It might have been Scott Stapp with Creed that did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Nickelback kind of got
Oh, that's
that
what I was
vibe.
Trying to think of. Nickelback. Yes. Yeah. I used to love Nickelback.
Go ahead.
I'm saying Dave Matthews.
Oh, you want this?
Just see if it gives us.
If it's not the vibe, it's not the vibe.
Blood in my liver, I got a one. You make me do like there on the green bread, girl. You leave me without a little water. You restored my soul. You leave me in bed, the riding in for his name's sake, girl. Girl.
Gosh. This is kind of...
That's praising.
That's cool, this part. I like this. Wait, I like this. Where are you getting this music right here?
Even though I walked in the valley of the shadow of death.
Okay, do Beyonce now.
Beyonce?
That's you, Heather.
Me, I don't even carry a note.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We need to make the Bible more musical. That's, all right. That's the thing.
People have tried that in play form, and it's sometimes not great.
Which is interesting. I kept getting a, different people were sending me this preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how that musicians and artists are being used for witchcraft.
Oh, what do you mean?
That they're actually using famous women and men for like spells.
Really?
For witchcraft.
Mm. You know,
he made a compelling point too, and he didn't seem hokey. I know what I'm saying sounds hokey because I'm not explaining it very well, but I don't know. It's worth looking into our... considering when you're listening to some things.
Yeah. Well, they always talk about, like, you know, Black Sabbath and stuff like that. And yes, it was pretty dark imagery and stuff. But then they, like, interviewed them. And really, they just said a lot of the songs they wrote were about the Vietnam War and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've even heard, like, interviewing the guy from Slayer, you know, the lead singer from Slayer, which is this demonic band. He goes, I don't believe any of that stuff. It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what they say. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah.
Or maybe they did and now they don't. But they're just, he's saying right now that they're, and he didn't name names, but he was definitely insinuating one particular person. And he was saying, but many are using that platform for like spells and stuff.
Well, they said like KISS, the band KISS, K-I-S-S, stood for Knights in Satan's Service.
Really?
Did they say that?
Well, you know, that was the rumor.
Oh, so the band said that?
No, the band didn't say that.
Oh, okay. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that with, like, even Monster, like the energy drink. Yeah. Like, if you flip it upside down in Latin, it stands for Satan's coming to get you.
Liquid death.
Yeah.
I hate that name for water.
Yeah.
Heather won't let me get liquid death. And it's delicious water.
It is delicious.
Delicious.
It's so good.
But I don't get it. I don't get it. Hey, my wife doesn't want me drinking liquid death. And it is a strange name for water.
Stupid.
Well, Jesus conquered death, so I can drink the water. I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't have the words out there like that.
No, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Look, when you're looking to hire someone, it's slow and overwhelming. Indeed steps in and makes it the opposite, fast and not overwhelming. It should be. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Just go to Indeed.com/Hawkins right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. We love these sheets, I'm telling you. Miracle Sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious-feeling bed sheets, And since these come with the, look, these come with three free towels, right? Get two gifts in one. just in time for the holidays. Go to trymiracle.com. That's right. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Hawkins at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins and use the code Hawkins to claim your free three-piece towel set. I want to get it right. Your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Hawkins to treat yourself, a friend, or loved one this holiday season.
Tim.
Yo.
We were in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good trip.
You had your taping. How did
it
go?
I did. I had my taping.
I wish you got to be there. It was so fun.
Taped the special.
It was so fun.
It was very fun.
It would have been very fun if you guys were there with us, yeah, too, at the party and all that and the people. And
yeah. We shot 2 nights of shows at the Franklin Theater.
Yeah.
It was about 300-seater. They brought in the video. Huge video, good. Like the Sirius video truck. Like,
really?
Like where they have, you go in and it looks like NORAD or some, yeah, kind of Star Trek where they have all the screens.
Yeah.
Where the truck is parked behind the studio or behind the theater and they, yeah, live switch it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we did 2 nights of shows. And
are you gonna have like a cool intro to the
The special is called Fist Bump.
Okay.
And because I do a bit on that, as far as, you know, during COVID no one would shake your hand and just fist bump like they were doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
Yeah. A hug. No, just
I was like COVID can't get around the back of the knuckles, like it just
yeah, like
I came all the way from China, but I ain't going around to the back of your, you know, to the knuckle. And then there's more to it. It's very, it's an exquisite joke.
That's good.
I forgot.
But yeah, we have like the graphics already where, you know, and all the
nice
graphics and stuff.
There you go.
Hopefully it'll be like on Amazon Prime or Netflix or something.
So when you like are prepping for a show.
Yeah.
It's got to be is it different for you prepping for a show versus taping? Because I feel like I would be a little bit more nervous.
This is the hardest part was that this one, I couldn't really do any parodies because when you go through like a streaming service, they're very particular about licensing and stuff. If I do like, you know, Chick-fil-A, which is Yesterday by the Beatles, it's you have to pay for that or at least.
Even if parody?
We kind of want to stay above board. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And in the past, I haven't had to deal with it, but when you're kind of on these major streaming services, you have to be a little more leery about that.
So is it then strictly stand-up? Not as much music?
It is some music. I did some music. I did my song Karen and some of the... I do original music and stuff, but any parody stuff. So that was the tricky part because my current show has some, you know, a lot of parody stuff in it, which I had to cut down and kind of repackage the show and get a new flow about it. But yeah, I think I did a lot of stand up and then some music at the end. I did some guitar and some keyboards and
there you go.
And we get it. I think we got it.
There you go.
I think we got
it. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So we'll see. And I don't really know. I think what they do, they shop it around. They say that's the word, shop it around to these places. And I think we'll probably get somebody that picks it up and throws it out there.
Yeah.
And really, I think the biggest kind of the, I would like to see happen was maybe gain a little more fan base and just do a few more theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because I like doing
big
churches.
Theaters.
Not huge, but just.
Oh, you like the little ones?
Well, just.
For recording, they're good. I didn't know if you liked them.
No, I mean
shows.
Like bigger ones, like, you know, 1,500, 2,000 seaters kind of thing.
Is this going to be your first time on a streaming service?
That's incredible. This will be the first time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's going to open up a whole new audience for you.
I think so. And I don't really, I've never wanted to just make it big and break into the mainstream stuff.
Yeah. Because he's asked to do stuff he does.
But because I do half the shows that I used to. But I'd be able to do more. Yeah. Kind of these. I really like doing theaters a lot because there's not a bad seat. Usually the sound is really good. And
I mean, hey, you filled out GCU. Grand Canyon University.
Yeah, that's how many? That was 4,000, 4,000 or 5,000 people. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Really cool.
Yeah. So, I and then of course you chop it up and make Instagram clips and stuff like that. So it's all
well, that'd be cool.
Good content. So yeah, it went really well.
It was fun. We had fun people that showed up from the area and from St. Louis and from LA and where else. It was so great.
Yeah.
They were good. They were good fan audiences too.
Very good.
Very loud and voices.
Because it's weird because I've never done, opening. I think the smallest shoot I did for a DVD was 800 people and this was about 300.
Oh, really?
So it felt more kind of
tight or
intimate and tight, almost like a comedy club.
Yeah, a lot of people film there. It's kind of like a good place to film.
Now, do you prefer a club to a theater?
No.
It's crazy. I almost say I don't prefer it, but I love it. Like when we've done club, like when I've gone to clubs and done that kind of a deal, it's just explosive. I mean, 'cause it's made for stand-up comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's just so close and intimate and kind of a little more energy to it. Mm-hmm. As far as, I don't know, it's different because it's less people, but there's still a lot, it's just a great energy.
That's a hard road, though, when people go through comedy in that way to just go to nightclubs because it's small audiences. You have to really grind it.
Yeah.
Which is good because it makes them really good, too. But, yeah, it'd be rough.
Yeah, clubs are great for performance, but they're also great for workshopping and working out new material and things like that. Because see, what I do now, I have to do now is, if you have 1,500 people there, you can't be workshopping.
Yeah,
no,
on a ticket show.
They're paying
show.
For it. Oh, thank you so
what
much.
I've done, is just kind of I'll slip in new bits in between bits I know that would work, just sandwiching like an Oreo cookie kind of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sandwiching them in, and then it kind of slowly builds and.
Yeah, it's a unique way of them building a new set.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of people, from what I listen to, they'll build an entirely new set and kind of go underground for about 6 months while they're working it out. But you have to kind of do it live, which is probably challenging in and of itself. But
yeah, I wish I had a place I could go to kind of work out. Stuff out.
You probably could around here if you started going to it regularly. Like, isn't there something
I think
close?
So. There's a new Funny Bone in town and.
Yeah, it might be.
Places like that.
A place to drop. But I can see where some of these guys, like Seinfeld and all of them, when they were in the groundwork of their starting years, I can see why they don't get married till they're older.
Yeah.
It makes sense because you're gone a lot.
Yeah.
Working it out.
Yeah, it takes time. Think about it. When you do an open mic, you're going in at probably, 7 o'clock and you're leaving at 10 and you probably get 5 minutes to 10 minutes on stage. So
yeah.
It's all about stage time. That's why church was a great place to have it because you'd go to a youth group and like, take an hour.
Just
take it for an hour.
Just help.
As long as you want. And and they're not drunk, but they also won't laugh if it's not funny.
Which helps you get better.
So.
Have you ever did an open mic at Tempe Improv?
Yes.
I didn't. I actually headlined there.
Not open.
There.
He headlined. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
We were there visiting, but I forget how old you guys were. Livy was probably 10 or 11.
10 or 11, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? And we stayed at my friend's pool house. And you stayed with us. And well, no, Bailey did for sure. Anyway.
We stayed at the W Hotel. It's a real kind of.
That too. That
hippie,
was nice.
Kind of
in
new
Scottsdale.
Vibe, kind of a hotel, kind of cool.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. I just can't remember. I used to perform at Central Christian Church there too, which is the church I went to. Yep.
Yeah, you guys always showed up for those.
Yeah, Tempe's one of the best in the country. That's one of the most well-known.
Having a lot of people. Theo Vaughn's performed there recently. Nikki Glaser. Theo Vaughn.
Theo, yeah.
And Nikki Glaser.
Glaser, yeah. Glaser. She's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The famous guy that ran it, he died a few years ago, didn't he?
Did he?
Oh, well, anyway. I don't know. I thought he did. I thought that was
good. They're all dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a pretty famous guy.
Are dead.
What's his name? Anyway, if you don't know, forget it.
So. But yeah, clubs are a lot of fun. They're nuts. They can get pretty crazy.
Do you ever call people out?
Crowd work?
No. I mean.
You did it your show this week.
I did. Well, here's what happens.
Laughing.
What usually happens is it's usually a woman, and then they'll
with us.
They laugh more than they think they're going to, and then they do that every 5 seconds, and then I'll stop everybody down. And just wait for them to do it. And it just explodes. And sometimes I'll go out into the audience. I'll put it in the person's face. And then they into the mic. And it's just, it's ridiculous.
It's great.
Do people ever get like too comfortable in the crowd where you have to shut them up?
Oh, yeah. Anytime that anybody's getting close to heckling, they always think they're helping. That's the thing that people don't understand. I don't think they're trying to be mean. Now, sometimes you get that. But in clubs, when people yell out, they really think they're helping. And you got to let them know real quick, you're not, you know.
We have a line for that that you
My line was usually, I'll take it from here, Slappy. I'll take it from here. I didn't know. I didn't really need a comedy assistant or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they usually get it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that in clubs they have to deal with more is just drunk people who won't shut up.
Yeah.
Or people who have conversations. And that happens more so in corporate events, is that you're just kind of a side note. You're just over here, and then they have the bar set up in the back and people are talking and just.
Yeah. That's got to be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the weirdest for me was when we were in Boston and this corporate thing that you did was good. And then it was crazy because Hart was there.
Yeah.
Remember?
Wait, Kevin Hart?
No. Hart, like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hart band. And Nancy like, Wilson.
They were there, them.
Yeah.
And there was probably, 300 or 400 people, but they were doing that.
Yeah.
They were like at the bar talking.
300 to 400 people at this corporate event. You have Hart, that's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hart.
And then there's people back
talking.
And they were real gracious, and they just kept, they must have been used to it because they were just like, whatever, because they gave the best performance to just me and Tim and my sister, brother-in-law, because they're amazing.
I'm sure they got paid like $100,000 or something. Yeah,
it was, they did amazing. It was so,
nobody cares as long as you get the check after.
But it was wild that all those people were
networking.
That's the norm, I guess, but it was weird.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing where if you're not paying to get into some, you're not.
That's what. Yeah. It is.
That's
you're
what.
Not obligated, I guess.
When it's even like at a church, if it's a free event, I'm like, oh, I ain't doing this.
Yeah.
Because then nobody it
people become just different, like hypercritical, or they think that it's free, then it's a different thing.
I don't know, because I feel like I was way more bothered than they were. Nancy, what's the other one's name? That they were just super cool with it, just singing it out, doing their like greatest show ever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is awesome.
Well, when you pay for something, you want to get what you paid for. You want to give your full attention to it.
That, so when I started doing ticket events, that's it. Most of my like first 10 years of doing what I do, you're having to prove yourself. So that first 5 minutes, they're eating cheesecake, and you got to be more engaging than the cheesecake.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
that's
when you get a bunch
difficult.
Of people at a corporate event that are just kind of all looking at you like, you know, prairie dogs, like, what's going on? Because they don't know. And even if you go to a church, it's like, oh, we're going to go to some church thing and there's going to be some speaker. But when it turns out to be like kind of funny, and it's just like, okay, it's a great place to learn how to do it. And, you when you do ticketed shows, people, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
30 minutes before the show, they're ready to get, you know, they know who you are.
Yep.
What they're there for. And, you know, and that's what like. I mean, like the homeschool family video, that kind of stuff made that possible.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
It's just,
that's incredible.
But we didn't know. I mean, when we were making that video and stuff, we're like, well, we were told to make content. Yeah. We didn't know why.
And YouTube, didn't know what
it
YouTube was
around, but it wasn't where it's at
just
now.
Just around. Yeah. Oh, no.
And I think like you guys broke through that ice with that homeschool video. And then what was the next one?
Was
that
Cletus
Take the Reel?
It was probably Cletus.
That was great.
It was Prairie Home Sausage. And then it was Cletus Take the Reel. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
our friend was right.
It was worth it. Then we did Pretty Pink Tractor. We shot that in Troy, Missouri. And
you should. Oh, so someone just asked me this week, like, is he going to do any more music videos? And I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He might pull out the old stuff. Like, Girl Scout cookies or something, but I didn't know. You've talked about maybe
Subway.
What's the Subway one?
I love the Subway one. There's another one that it was on that.
Subway. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
What was the CD?
Things You Don't
Say
to Your
Wife. Delilah.
Oh yeah.
But what's it?
Yep. I remember somebody. It proved to me that no matter what you do, somebody's gonna be offended by it.
Yeah.
Subway. I got a guy that sent me an email after they came to the show and I did the song Subway. You know, I work at Subway. And he goes, I'm really glad my son didn't come because he's been working.
Tuna Fish? Is that what it was called?
That was the old kids record.
Kids record. I brought that to my school. Second grade.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a good record. It's a good record.
Great record. My teacher turned it off after
she turned
a
it
few
off?
Songs. Yeah. Why? But all the kids were cracking them.
Oh, that's
that would
fun.
Be really cool.
Yeah.
You got in some trouble because one of the.
Well, he said he's glad he, for the Subway song, he didn't even bring his son because his son was working, what do you call it, minimum wage,
whatever,
at a restaurant. So he would have been offended.
Why would he be offended? Just facts.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I'm just an edgy.
What did you
I'm
say?
An edgy guy.
What did you say when the guy said that?
Oh, I didn't respond.
I know, but he's talking to you.
No, no, it was an email.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I missed that. But you've had somebody come up to you about the I will not drink beer, and they didn't want their kids to listen to that. And you were like,
well,
why
I will
do you
be,
want them to drink
I will
beer?
Be here by Steve McCurtis, and I did I don't drink beer.
And we don't let our kids
listen. Yeah, I don't let his kids listen. It's like, well, you want them drinking beer?
You want them to drink beer?
Yeah, I was at a homeschool thing one night. One day I was doing a homeschool event, you know, 2,000 people or whatever. And afterwards, this lady comes in the line and she said, because I did a Led Zeppelin thing. And,
oh, she waited forever to do
and she
too.
Just waited. She said, just devil music and you're using this. She said, I can't, you know, believe you're doing that. And so, and I just looked at her, I just like, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it
you
even
know,
harder.
I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah. And then she kind of, she was like, you go, okay, move along, because there's other people in line.
Maybe she was right. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait.
But yeah, it's...
She's right?
Well, people say, like, when like, they say, when do you, have you crossed the line, right? I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
When do you feel like you crossed the line? And really, it's when two or more people come to me about a bit that I will, okay, I need to look at this and...
People that you fans or like people
both,
that you know?
Both. Okay. Like a girl came to me after a youth thing and I did a bit on working in the church nursery.
Yeah.
Where I said, where the parents make excuses for their kids. He's like, oh, he has ADD. No, he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this girl was like, oh, I got ADD. And it, that joke sounded like you're saying people with ADD are jerks.
Yeah.
It's like, you're right.
Yeah.
So I changed it. And I think I said, no.
And they he's say, got allergies.
My kid's got ADD. No, I've got ADD. Oh. That kid's a jerk.
Oh, right.
Got it. Yeah.
So I kind of, you have to.
Finagle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because that was legit. Because it does sound like that.
Because if you do a joke 1,000 times and one person has a problem with it, it's probably their problem.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know.
Yeah. Did you get anything from that government can?
Do what now?
Any backlash
grief,
on
yeah.
grief?
I did getting... once from a Canadian.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like, all right.
It's really funny.
After the show, it was a lady, she was a Canadian. She was talking to me about, why don't you do a song about Monsanto and all this other stuff? I'm like, what?
What? Yeah.
So I don't know.
People are funny.
And I love Canadians, but.
Do you get people at your work, Luke or Christian, that tell you they're offended by your work?
Not by me, no. Not by my work.
They don't talk like that?
Yeah.
That's good?
I wouldn't say offended, no.
No, that's good.
And I get that now, too, about cancel. Am I worried about being canceled?
I feel like that's dying. I'm just going to say it.
Like, I feel
like people
so
aren't getting canceled.
I think
it's
so.
Like, it's I and I'm happy that there were some people that's like, yeah, I'm not going for that. I think Kevin Hart was one of those guys. He was like, no. You know, I'm not going to bow down so that I can be like doing the awards banquet.
For a tweet
so
20 years ago.
Yeah. He's like, I'm crazy. Out. Don't ask me to do it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good stance.
Because then even when you do apologize, that still doesn't matter.
It's never going to be enough.
No. Yeah. So I think the way to deal with that is just, no, there's no way.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock went on Joe Rogan the other day. And I don't know if you've heard much about The Rock recently. He, to me, like everyone loves him, right? He is like the biggest, just like play the middle on both sides.
Yeah.
Like
big time.
Like, cause he like supported, like had a Zoom call with Biden and Kamala Harris whenever they're getting elected. And he was like, I just want to publicly endorse you. And then on Rogan, he was like playing to like making fun of Biden and was like, yeah I would never have friends who are.
Yeah.
And he's just like totally like in the middle, like living for, he's standing for, it's just like so
that rubs,
weird.
That rubs me off the wrong way.
Yeah.
People like that.
You what?
Rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, just like, why even?
Well, he might have regret too.
Well, why even?
Yeah.
You know, back somebody anyway. Just
why be on that platform and not even express your?
Yeah. You're just you just because I think like Bill Burr, he was on. Him and his wife were at some MMA event, and Trump comes out, and his wife flips off Trump.
Yeah.
And now
that's cool.
And now Burr's like. Okay, how do I play this one?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, a lot of his fans are Trump fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now what do you do?
Yeah.
Interesting. So Kevin Bacon and his wife, they're all gone woke. and stuff. So they're like loud and proud. But now you don't hear much from them. I think because it's like all backfiring.
It goes so fast, like with the whole Middle East thing.
Things change so fast. Why don't you wait?
Well, people don't even talk about Ukraine now.
No, yeah.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, don't even talk about it.
It's just forget it. And woke is like three, news cycles away. Anyway.
And then that submarine that exploded, that was like for a whole week and a half.
I didn't know that happened.
About it.
I didn't know that happened.
No.
Oh, the one that imploded?
Imploded.
Oh, right.
At the Titanic. They went down there and imploded. Apparently, like the military knew about that they imploded like a week and a half before.
Yes.
But they were still putting it out on the news and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. That's pretty crazy. Because there's things like that about the Titanic itself where there was news things going out newsworthy and people were ignoring what it actually said and what actually happened. It was kind of the same scenario.
Yeah.
Really?
So if you get into real bad trouble.
You should look that up. It's very interesting. Yeah.
If you get into real bad trouble, just wait a day. People will forget it.
Yeah, totally.
Because I forgot.
It's true.
My buddy used to do a joke about it. That was his response to his wife whenever he did. You didn't take out the trash. Well, at least I'm not on crack.
He used to say to me, too.
Let's compare it to.
Right. Well, I don't abuse you. Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
But at least I don't do that.
I never hit you once. Honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do that. Play that video. Play that Greta Van Fleet.
Okay.
Because, Christian, you never heard of Greta Van Fleet?
No.
Oh. Where's Spencer? That's coming here.
I think I stole a spot.
No, he can. Okay.
Here we go. That's a video right there, baby. Sword. Come on.
This make you want to go to war?
Mm-hmm. This is the type of music that needs to start coming out, dude.
It is.
All that mainstream stuff.
What? Who is this?
Lava. That's how they should sing the Bible.
I agree.
At least Revelation. Revelation should be sung like this.
Yeah, that looks like a cool Revelation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's good.
See, who is that?
That's Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, right.
Their guitarist looks like that guitarist from School of Rock.
Yeah.
Lucas Babin.
It's a great movie.
Thankfully,
go ahead.
Well, I love it that it's you see bands again.
Oh yeah.
They have the shoulder sweater on.
What was that band name called? Do you remember?
Oh man, what was it called?
So you're talking about the School of Rock where they're at the competition at the end. The guy has the leather.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you even call that? It was like a
halter top.
The band was called No Vacancy.
Yeah, No Vacancy. Yeah. That movie was so good.
We just watched that, actually.
It's a good one.
We watched that on VHS. We got it.
That's nice.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
They ball out.
I'm putting them right on my workout playlist.
Did you not like them when they first came out? Were you nervous?
I was a little because it was so much like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And it was exactly like Led Zeppelin. And the more I listened to it, the more I was hooked.
Yeah, you were like.
Because there was no more bands anymore. I mean, Foo Fighters are the only band left. And then you finally. Because it's all solo artists and boy bands and Taylor Swift.
Didn't the drummer pass on Foo Fighters?
He did. Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah. They have his son playing, or he did play at a tribute for his.
Did you see that?
And crushed it.
That was sick. Really?
Crushed it. It gave me chills.
That was sick.
Have you seen Kiss Guy? The Foo Fighters doing a show. This kid was all painted like Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Mm-mm.
And he's holding up a sign. Can I play? What was it? Yeah. Monkey. I can play Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
So he gets up and he just rips it.
That's so sweet.
Just rips it. That's pretty bold to like have somebody come up from the audience.
I've seen that a few times. Yeah, it sometimes goes horrible, but
ripped it.
Usually at a church thing, it goes pretty bad.
Yeah,
I think we need more bands like that coming out. Greta Van Fleet, though.
More bands. Yeah,
I don't like all the music. That's
I think what happened was like it's hard for those bands to make money.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a couple that I follow on Instagram, and recently they put out that, like, because of how everything's set up with the system right now, we can't really, bands like us, it's hard for us to make enough money to support ourselves.
Yeah, they're pushing. But it's kind
of like you have to be
stuff.
A specific brand of, like, person, like, a singular guy.
Also, it's so, Levi and I were talking about this, but it's so much easier to make solo music.
Yeah.
Because you don't even really need a studio. You just can, like, make music in your basement and then record a voice.
Like Levi?
Which is dope.
Levi's been working on y'all's EP. Nice.
We got to play that next time. It'll probably be ready.
Do you have any of it right here, Levi? No.
It's really good.
Some of them are tearing up. It's good.
Liv is so good.
Both of you are good.
You guys are good songwriters.
Definitely.
The lyrics are fantastic.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
We're making an EP.
Really?
Yeah. So they recorded already in Levi's. We'll show you after this.
Yeah.
We'll go down there and check it out.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's real. I like it. It's stuck in my head. It's like,
yeah.
It's not one of those where I'm being nice because I love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
Right.
Do you have some?
Oh, I got a really good one.
Please cue it up.
It's horrible. I just want to prepare you guys. It's really bad. It's the worst. You know the genre.
Crucified Bell on Easter.
Okay. Oh, we have been showing, Christian, we've been showing probably the most horrendous church videos.
Like, that's what we do. Like it's our bread and butter.
Like VBS videos.
Like Buzz Lightyear as Jesus singing Adele.
No. With Trump potato head.
Mr. Yeah.
Where are these churches at?
We don't worry about it.
We don't know.
Arizona.
Yep, Arizona.
Yeah, be in paradise. I'm not so sure about you.
Do you hear that, Cogsworth? Paradise. Something funny over there, your old matchstick.
Oh, look who's talking, you silly little pocket watch.
Me, little? You couldn't even melt an ice cube.
Oh, really, you and your little tech talks.
Why don't you go sit on a birthday cake where you belong?
Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing.
Oh, yeah,
no.
That's it.
No.
Yeah. We have done. No. We've killed an innocent.
An innocent?
Bell has risen.
Oh my gosh.
That's the worst one
what
I've
in
ever
the yeah. world is
trust
that?
Me, I live in this world, and thank you everyone out there that sends me all of these. I found
oh,
this
somebody
one
sent you that?
This one yeah. I found organically, but
the top comment says happy Beaster.
That's awesome.
So Bell gets crucified.
Oh my god.
The worst one was Father, forgive them for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
That is literally, I think, blasphemy.
It is, I think it is.
I think that's blasphemy.
I think it is. It's
that one hurt more than
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Let's try to get on their side though. Where was
okay, yeah, I like the way you think. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Here's what I think. I think yeah. Mr. French accent, he started the whole thing because he can do a slightly good French accent.
Yeah, he won. Yeah.
So that's just the direction.
Can you honestly showcase this?
What I honestly think is that someone, this is like their hobby, and then they just got like free reign in a budget,
mm-hmm.
and they just got literally no one is telling them that they can't do anything.
That's you know usually what it comes
it's
from.
It's like
yeah.
there's someone that's just like, yeah, I like doing plays. And then they're like, okay, make a play. And then they just do this.
Yeah. That or we should do a play, and then no one steps up, and then someone has to step up. And they don't know what they're doing. That's also a thing too.
I think they're trying to go for the side of let's do something people know and have emotions towards.
But the problem is the laughs in this is adults.
Pull up Buzz.
I pulled up.
Yeah, it's
but these are adult
kids.
Laughs.
Yeah.
These aren't kids laughs. This is not a VBS. Right.
Should have at least whipped her or something.
Wow.
Cut that.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, she's dying on a cross, so. It's I don't know.
So they have like Gaston.
Man,
was Gaston like Pontius Pilate?
Yeah, I would assume so. And then what would the dad be? Because that doesn't really work.
God
is trapped away in the.
Well, I guess
and the beast is Satan.
Who's the beast? Yeah, I guess who's the.
What would
yeah,
kind of be?
Honestly, I don't know.
What would be a funny one besides Beauty and the Beast?
Doing the crucifixion? Yeah. What are we talking about here? Yeah. Is that a need? Do we have to have that?
Another Disney
I don't
movie.
Think.
Think about it.
I think nothing.
How about Lilo and Stitch? I don't know. Doing the stoning of Steven, all right?
Oh, my God.
Stitch gets stoned.
Let's go.
I'm not touching you. I have a rizzle.
That's bad.
That was good.
Back to the Future. About sin, forgiven the lost in the
city. Got nailed on across the town, but now it's back. Only two of those mics are up and they're off. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you. Cause uptown faith gonna give it to you.
Are they twerking?
Don't worry about that.
Oh, it's just Saturday night, we get the spot.
Just watch. Come on. Woo. Bruh.
Yeah, I think the first day of heaven, God's just going to say everybody down sin. All right. We're going to roll some clips here. This will never happen here. Nothing like this will ever happen here.
Gosh, dude. I mean, oh, my.
Do you think they did this like because it's been like 2,000 years since Jesus was there. So like, do you think other cultures did pop culture Jesus?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Just to be agreeable, go ahead.
I don't know. This was just an initial thought. Like,
is this a 21st century problem? I don't know.
They should have done Pinocchio.
Okay. We're
Pinocchio's nose turns into the cross. Oh. And then they crucify the cricket.
They crucify someone on Pinocchio's nose?
His nose is the cross.
Because that represents sin.
Yeah, we're not even sure who these characters are supposed to be playing, but I like the idea.
No, I like it.
I see where they're going.
Yeah, Luke, I think that Martin Luther did not, you know.
Martin Luther did not do this.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he was.
I think that, you know what?
Get back to this.
It's devil's work there.
Yeah, because Martin Luther, he was risking his life. There needs to be a little bit more life risk. Like, there should be some more persecution to be like,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
I
think we need more persecution.
Like,
I really do.
I do.
I think we need more.
I'm glad that we have freedom in this country to practice what we want, but it shouldn't be this.
Nope. Yeah. Yep. There should be. It should be like an HOA.
Yeah.
Like, you're free to do some stuff, but you can't have like a fridge in your front yard. It's that kind of.
No, that's
like,
a good point.
I think that's a great point.
I think, yeah. It's a free country. I should be able to have a fridge in my front yard. Like,
well,
in all honesty, I hate it.
I
think it's mocking.
Well,
no, it is.
I think it's mocking. It's not taking something that should be serious.
I think the Bell one's way worse than this. This one's just cringe. The other one's like actually a problem.
Well, I just don't understand. Just like create good content or just like remake a Bible story like The Chosen because it's actually good.
Exactly. But like, look at how much money went into it. We talk about this every time. This is not a small budget. Like, have somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, you think about the tithe or whatever.
Right.
That is.
Also,
this is what it's going to.
If you want to do a Back to the Future play at church, you should just do a Back to the Future play at
church.
Like,
the actual Back to the Future.
And then just do a gospel message at the end.
People okay, 10 years from now, I got saved at a Back to the Future play at my church or whatever.
Judas.
Beauty and the Beast thing where Belle gets...
If you get saved from Belle, hey, I mean, that's a cool story.
Marty McFly.
It probably would have happened anyway.
Yeah, probably. This is where we throw in some Calvinism. Yeah, you were chosen. Yeah. You were predestined.
You were predestined.
Yeah. And
God knew.
Yeah, we're having a missionary come to our church tonight and speak. It's Belle from Beauty and the Beast. It's going to be crazy. Weird. Invite everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Marty McFly made me look high. To the Lord.
Sounded so much cooler in his head.
And all I say, I already said it. Nobody said anything.
Yeah. So. Maybe the second time if I say it again.
Cut that.
That's really funny. Yeah. Cut that out.
Get that. We'll edit that in post.
Can we green screen Christian out on that one? Yeah,
sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. That was actually, you're hilarious.
Okay. Do you care if I show you another one?
I mean, please,
of course.
Okay, this is not a church one, but this is the most absurd video I've ever seen in my life. And that's coming from After the Bell.
It says, nothing could have prepared me for what she was strutting towards. Okay.
Okay, here we go. So, for those of you who aren't watching, it's just a woman strutting outside of a building.
On a red carpet.
Yep.
People are taking photos. There's a lot of people.
Are we sure it's a woman?
Well, she's got a Cleopatra headdress
on. That doesn't affect the storyline, Christian. Sure. It's okay.
Why are they clapping? Shut up.
No. Oh, no, it's a funeral.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's a funeral.
Dude, what?
Yep.
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 Yeah, exactly what the comments said.
Yep. And kissed him goodbye.
Yep.
Blew a kiss goodbye, turned around. Oh, my God.
Wait, part of me kind of likes that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like it.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's like funerals are, let's spice it up a bit.
That is true.
Let's do Belle at a funeral.
You should wear that at the next funeral.
How about Pinocchio at a funeral? Pinocchio dies, his big nose is sticking out.
You close the casket and it pokes through.
Oh, no.
Little ring toss. Yeah, part of me doesn't have a problem with that.
Gosh, all right.
Would you guys do open casket?
Like,
would
it's, you choose it's that? Wild. It's Let's wild
about
now.
That. Let's talk about
okay.
that.
I'm actually...
It's wild.
I'll just jump in. I'm pro open casket.
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yep. Cool. I think I'm pro open casket in general. As a kid, it was weird to see a dead person, but it made me think that everyone dies at a very young age. So I had good perception.
I think there's some closure there.
Yeah. Because otherwise, if it's closed, I'm like, grandma didn't really die.
Right.
I didn't see her.
It's less of a... Yeah.
And it's kind of beautiful in a way.
Yeah.
It's far... You learn about how...
Depending on how you died,
precious.
He got hit by a bus. We did everything we could.
Should have done a closed casket.
Four different caskets.
Here's a case. They just drew the face on.
It's your quest. Like,
oh. Oh, man. They have a picture printed out. With
just taped scotch tape to the face.
He requested the open casket.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my eyes to be closed.
It's just wide open.
Just glass eyeballs.
Just glass
eyeballs. Not laying down.
That's wild.
Just like move them to cross-eyed.
Yeah, cross
like
them
a
up.
Lazy eye.
How about
cross
make them stand
up.
It up?
Hmm? Yeah.
How about standing like up? Big googly eyes.
You shake the casket, eyes just go in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about I have it like a mechanical bull? Just gonna have it
just
the
like,
casket on,
just the one arm
around.
Tied to the thing while it's just flopping around.
Well, you're pretty much stuffed at that point. They should have like a button like push me.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Or like like Woody, pull the string.
Well, the way technology is going, I mean, there may be another option added.
AI.
AI.
You know what I really like is like in Africa, I think it's Nigeria, they do like these special caskets that are a representation of how the person lived their life or like what they liked.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So like this guy likes fishing, so they like put him in a big old bat. It looks like a giant bass. And then they dance it through the streets and stuff.
An actual fish?
Yeah, they put them in a huge fish they catch. They cut it open and slide the guy in there. No, it's like a wooden casket that they carve in the shape of a fish.
Oh.
It's really cool, yeah. So it's like kind of a representation of the person and they have a party.
Yeah, I think we should transition out of the current caskets that we have. They're boring.
Yeah, yeah dude. Yeah.
And there's
way
pillows.
Too expensive.
And there's pillows.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a pillow.
Yeah.
No.
That's true. The caskets have pretty much been the same.
Yeah, we need to... People are dying every year.
Well, there
year.
Was a time where they business, were not the same.
Business idea.
Yeah.
Let's get into caskets.
Come up with some ideas.
How about a stand-up casket?
Well, he said that. That was good.
Yeah.
Where it's like a glass thing where you just kind of spin it around.
Yep. 360 view.
I like that. Or like
show
one of those
your
little...
favorite shoes.
Can you get...
those outfits, they're going to get a waste. Might as well.
Like a music box. Like you play, you turn the thing, it pops up, and then you just fly out of the... thing and you start turning around.
Can you get like stuffed like a taxidermy for human?
I think that
is that
was
legal?
That was it. Johnny Knoxville, I think, asked about, he like brought his grandma in to one of those places and they asked if they could taxidermy her. I think they said no.
Yeah.
I think the answer was no.
Why is that not legal?
Well, you could do it yourself.
You could put a dead deer on the wall, but not a
How about
person?
Like your uncle?
Yeah,
uncle,
what the heck is that all about?
Your Uncle Johnny on the wall, just his face.
Well, it would be
like
cool.
A deer head.
They do it with
just like on like he's like on a Lazy Boy, like he's just taxidermy to the Lazy Boy, and that's just Uncle.
What are the? I'm thinking Muslims, but it's not Muslims. It's the things that they bury in the pyramids.
What are those called?
Mummies.
I don't know why I said Muslims. Yeah. But they do.
Muslims?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
That's a little racist, Luke.
I don't.
Luke's.
Mummified.
It's a little bit racist.
Yeah, wasn't there a song about that?
That was borderline racist.
You know the Muslims in the pyramid?
They wrap them up.
Where's he going with that?
Hey,
yeah, Luke, come on, man.
Yeah, but back to like what Luke was saying, I agree that we are like, we hide death too much. I don't think that's good for people. I think you're supposed to,
you're kind of serious, but there's a verse that says it's better to go to a house of mourning than a house of feasting. And so my parents always would take us to
not in my opinion.
Yeah, true. But my parents would take us to funerals just to like see what mourning is like for families. So yes. To be better prepared for it.
I think because then it helps you to deal with it when it's your turn. Yeah.
Right.
That's a crappy field trip.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a part of our home.
We're going to the zoo. No, we're going down to Bowie funeral home.
No. But he has a huge family.
Bring a sack lunch and a soda.
It's Tuesday funeral day. They don't charge for lunch.
We're going there to feel something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wouldn't want to be in a suit and tie, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I get that.
Lay me to rest in Lululemon.
I was going
to
say, That's
Lululemon.
What would your outfit be?
I'd be naked from the waist down.
Open casket,
the other half.
Just a blazer. just a blazer.
Remember.
Just Donald Duck in it.
Just Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah,
Winnie the Pooh.
If any of you,
stuff it. I like that.
If you go to bed with just a shirt on, no pants,
you gotta move out.
You're either a billionaire or homeless.
I want to be open casket, face down.
Tucked,
but the underbelly is clear. Yeah. Underbelly see-through.
Oh my god!
With a big,
just a big white butt hanging out of the top.
Yeah, with a big old, like a big, like a dozen daisies in the crack of my butt.
All right, cut that. Cut that out.
Or just have it reverse tucked.
Yeah,
come on, reverse tuck.
All right. Yeah. Someone out there, draw that. Send it in.
Draw it.
P.O. box.
Draw it up. P.O. box
1-9-4-8.
And then I'm going to have that lady come walking down the red carpet and just to give me
a kiss.
Heave-ho.
Slap him on the butt.
That's right. Smack it. Bon voyage there, dude.
Well, I think there was someone that had a funeral that like put a candy bowl in there. So you go up there, grab a piece of candy, say goodbye.
Yeah, that's my
old kind of cute.
That was my
old bit. You did that? Yeah. All right. Well, then I made that up. Yeah.
Never mind. Not funny. I hate it.
Yeah. Can we cut that all?
Right. What about a little prize in a box? Like,
what does that mean?
Whoa! You stuff it.
Any
like a pinata?
No, it's like the 12, like a
pinata.
No, like a calendar, like the Christmas calendar with this like little holes in the chest. With candy in it.
That's not candy.
An advent calendar.
Yeah, an advent calendar.
You could do like a pinata, just like take taxidermy.
Yeah.
Just have me
just hanging,
me hanging on a rope. Let the kids take a couple of swings. Watch the Smarties fly.
Yeah.
What else?
I wouldn't go if I got stuffed and was a pinata. I don't think I'd go Smarties.
No, I was just. About
I think I'd rather be
Starburst.
Filled. I would like something. I don't know. Something now, like someone would remember me.
Now and laters.
Like macadamia nuts. just like.
How about a charcuterie board? Like a
there you go.
Like just olives a full, and cheeses.
No, just like, literally just a cellophane. Yeah.
The world's worst pinata. Just a bunch of meats. And
it's like they're lukewarm. Fall out, it's just all to the board.
And like Dijon mustard.
I wanted to be a tomahawk.
What?
Tomahawk steak.
Tomahawk Slice steak. Stuff. There you go.
A what?
That's pretty good.
You want to be
tomahawk
what?
Steak fall out of them.
Yeah. Stuffed
pinata.
Steak.
I'm getting a headache.
That was bowls of butter.
Oh, boy.
That's funny. But yeah, I think you're right.
That's good.
I think you're right, Luke.
Thank you.
Funerals are more fun than parties.
Right.
You sold me.
Thank you. See? This looks fun.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I want to know what she meant to him.
That's a good point.
That is true. What is the relationship?
Christian.
Yeah.
What she meant to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who
also,
was he to her?
Also, well, who designed, like,
all of it?
The itinerary for the event?
You right. know, like,
because this is this 8
a.m. The viewing, yeah. 9 a.m. We're going to have the yeah. the speech,
the walkway,
9:30. It's the runway
catwalk. Yeah.
Well, she woke up knowing she was going to do that.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because they have the red carpet. That's what makes me think, like, maybe it's his wife.
Maybe he wanted it. That
maybe
was
he
his
wanted
request.
It. Yep.
Really yeah. Want everybody dressed up nice. And
yeah, but he doesn't look old, so I don't really see it as like. He meant to.
Could have been a
he
pimp.
Knew he was passing away. All right.
That's pretty good.
Could yeah, because it could have been like, how did he know he was going to die?
Boy, that's a really good pimp. Even if he's dead, she's still kind of
paying respects.
Gosh.
You gotta pay respects.
Put respect on my name.
Yeah. You say what you want. That guy was quite the pimp.
All right. Cut it. Fade to music.
All right, here we go. We're done.
Like and subscribe.
Cameo.com.
Cameo.com. Follow us on Twitter.
That's right. Happy anniversary. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy anniversary.
Had a good one.
Pilgrims.
It's Christmas season.
Thanks for coming, Christian.
Thanks for having me,
I think
you guys.
You killed it.
Yeah, Chris had a boy.
I tried.
Definitely good.
You did well. You did well. And he didn't ask the question. I don't. He already said the thing.
Yeah.
I don't have anything funny to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it went through my mind before, but you know. I was ready.
That's right.
He's been practicing alone.
Yeah, we set the bar really low on this.
Is there any That's products true. You guys are sponsoring on this I can shout out?
Melon. Melon hats. Please sponsor us. They're amazing.
Melon. It's melon hat. M-E-L-I-N. Yep. Really good hats.
Melon. Great yeah. hats.
Yeah. I just want a free hat.
I mean, I wish I had a
Red code. Loin Solar.
Red Loin Solar.
Red Lion as in Lion King.
Loin as in Loin.
Loin King.
Christian's the Loin
Low,
King.
I have a painful disease in my lion.
Loin.
Theme music.
Take us out.
Take us out.
Oh, that's me.
Take us out.
Take us out, sweetie.
Bye, dog.
Yeah.
Bye.
Coretta. Coretta.